Our next batch of news has articles on winter preparations, but we start off by hearing about a remarkable lady who has reached the grand age of 108. This is then followed by details of an embarrassing spelling error on a recently resurfaced road in Attleborough. Few people can boast of being a former spy and superstar international cricketer, but Eileen Ash can claim both accomplishments and celebrated another remarkable achievement on Wednesday, turning 108 years old. "There is no real secret to living a long life," she said, "except from laughter and living in Norwich. The air here is very good and clean." Ms. Ash, who is the oldest living international cricketer in the world, debuted for England in June 1937 and played 7 test matches over her 12-year career, playing under her maiden name, Eileen Whelan, and notching up 2 centuries. She said she was still involved in cricket, but watches the game instead. Now Ms. Ash is dedicated to yoga, which she partly attributes to her healthy lifestyle. She said, "I actually took up yoga to improve my golf, but it didn't make a difference. I've found yoga to be very good for the muscles." Next on her list, though, is flying with RAF Red Arrows, one of the world's most famous aerial display teams. Born in North London, Ms. Ash began playing cricket when she worked for the civil service. As a specialist bowler, she went on to represent England in 7 tests between 1937 and 1949. In 2011, she became the first female test player to reach her 100th birthday, and in the same year was awarded honorary life membership by the MCC. 6 years later, in July 2017, then aged 105, Ms. Ash rang the bell at Lord's to signal the start of the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup. She also passed her driving test at that age and famously drove a yellow Mini. She worked for the civil service and was seconded to MI6 during the Second World War. Miss Ash celebrated her birthday with friends.
Connaught Plain in Attleborough reopened after 9 weeks of resurfacing works. But drivers were left scratching their heads after an embarrassing mistake was revealed. Instead of directing drivers to the Thetford and Norwich-bound A11 carriageways, the road now reads Thet All and Nor All. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council confirmed there had been a minor misprint on the junction surface, but reassured people in the town that corrections would be completed in the coming weeks at no cost to the taxpayer and would not require further road closures.
A winter fund of £2 million has been allocated from local health budgets to help the NHS cope with increased capacity, while Adult Social Services has received a £4.1 million Winter Pressures grant. And extra beds and staff have been made available across the region's Mental Health Trust to mitigate the impact and to reduce the time patients spend in emergency departments. But resilience planning has shifted to a year-round approach, with pressures increasing at other times of the year, despite the demand on the health services exacerbated in the winter. At a meeting of Norfolk County Council's Health and Wellbeing Board, James Bullion, Executive Director of Adult Social Care, told board members the health services approach would focus on keeping and supporting people at home, preventative health care in the community, and hitting 2-hour crisis response targets. Measures to boost the health services' capacity this winter will include 16 acute adult beds in Helsdon Hospital's Year Ward, improving admission avoidance and faster discharges, and social services funding for additional care packages, extra staff, and mental health capacity.
Some 16,000 tonnes of salt has been stockpiled in Norfolk to help gritting teams keep the county's roads clear this winter. The county's gritters have already been out for their first run of the season, treating roads in the west of the county on Monday, 4th of November. Last winter saw 13,600 tonnes of specially formulated salt spread over the council's 49 gritting routes, which includes all A-class and B-class roads and some C-class roads. Each run covers 2,200 miles of road and takes 3 hours to complete. That was down on the 25,000 tonnes which were used over the previous winter when the beast from the east brought heavy snowfall across the county and meant gritters had to go out 113 times. While 16,000 tonnes is stocked through a long-term contract with supplier Compass Minerals, Norfolk County Council said that will be replenished. A change means this year the gritting will be done by Norse Highways on behalf of the County Council, although decisions on the mobilising crews will still be taken at County Hall. Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council Cabinet Member for Highways and Infrastructure, said the recent move of the day-to-day highways maintenance operations, including gritting, to Norse Highways will see some efficiency savings made, but for Norfolk's roads this winter it will be business as usual. The fleet of gritter trucks and the dedicated crews are prepped and ready to grit roads and clear any snow as and when needed. Gritting the A47 and A11 is not the responsibility of Norfolk County Council. They are treated by Highways England.